If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And that typically means lots of spending. Flowers, chocolates, maybe some bubbles, a nice teddy bear or any other form of jewelry that you can also admire. And this really means that there's a heightened level of spending that we typically see, not only in the local consumer market, but the world over. But what are we seeing when it comes to South Africans? Who's spending? What are we spending on? And how has this shifted from the year before? We're joined on the line by Ashley Safi, who is FNB Card Head of Spend and CVM. Ashley, such a pleasure to speak to you again. Last time we touched base, it was all about Black Friday, and South Africans didn't skimp on spending even then.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's been a while. But you know, I'm back talking about my favorite topic on what our customers are spending on.
Definitely.
So I think this Valentine's Day is going to be an interesting one. I think there'll be good increases like we did last year in certain thing categories.
And maybe let's touch on that just in terms of the overall spend. I was actually thinking consumers are under pressure. We've seen them mentioning that they're accessing two pot and the other to actually make sure that we cover our bases. But seems as though when it comes to love, yeah, our hearts have been directing what it is we spend on. So tell us more about the significant increases here, because this is seeing double digit growth.
In the hot ones, but the hot ones, eh?
Yeah.
So I would say with spend, last year we saw double-digit growth. We saw an 11% increase within particular spend categories. So if we consider the total of restaurants, jewelry, flowers, chocolates, etc., all the categories we think are kind of Valentine's Day related, we saw an 11% increase, and prior year 15%. And that is quite a significant increase. So we also expect a double-digit growth this year, particularly on the day of Valentine's Day. But we've also seen it leading up to Valentine's Day, which has been quite interesting.
Got you. And maybe we also need to just interrogate what it is that we're spending on. I mentioned that I was at a florist earlier today and the queue was a tad insane. I do see that spending on flowers has increased also by double digits here, but this is a significant number.
So week on week, if you compare the week leading up to Valentine's Day, we saw a 91% increase on flowers last year, and we do expect a similar increase this year, large double-digit amounts. Flowers are obviously in season then. Jewelry, we expect a smaller increase, probably about a 10% increase. And chocolates, we've always seen a good increase. So customers are definitely spoiling their loved ones. When it comes to the economy, I mean, it's an interesting situation. We are talking obviously two parts in many conversations, but then there is obviously a change in interest rates. So does that lead to more disposable income is questionable. And has the consumer purchasing power changed is also a question to ask.
Has inflation not played an influence here at all, especially maybe on the chocolate prices, largely because we've seen cocoa at elevated levels for some time?
I think that's an interesting one. So inflation holistically, I think the status they released that we were at 3% currently, which increased marginally from 2.9% in the prior month. Food inflation is on the rise, and I would say largely we would see that probably in the space like cocoa. You see it in things like cereal. I don't think anyone's buying cereal for Valentine's Day though. You never know though. Easy dinner. But I would say that I do think it's not playing a massive part here in customers' choices on chocolates.
Yeah.
And purchases.
Got you. The numbers are significant here. As you mentioned, spend on flowers increasing by almost, 83% in 2023, 91% in 2024. And of course, gifts, jewelry also featuring significantly on the list. I know you don't have a crystal ball, Ashley, but if we compare the growth figures, we look at Black Friday, which saw 3 billion rand being spent, according to the data you shared with us from FNB, the shifts as well during the festive season. Can we put a number to how much we anticipate people to spend over this year's Valentine's Day?
For the Valentine's specific categories, so restaurants and jewelry and flowers and all those, I do believe it will be double digits, mainly because Valentine's Day this year is on a Friday. So I think that restaurant spend, which is a massive category, spend would be quite high because customers will be more likely to go out on a Friday evening and celebrate Valentine's Day than necessarily prior year. So I'm guessing probably about a 10 to 15% increase on the day specifically to prior year.
Got you. And I guess in terms of shopping habits or spending transactional trends, virtual cards versus cash, and maybe even online purchases, what appears to be gaining popularity at the moment?
Yeah, so part of the reason why we see such massive increases as well on things like flowers, for example, is we're seeing a lot of online florists open up. Shops like that are doing quite well. So I do think that online spend will do quite well in under the flower category of spend. Jewelry, I think, will be more card present. Hopefully customers, though, would be tapping their devices and using a digital payment method, using their virtual cards still for online payments, and in-store purchases by rather tapping their devices instead of using a card. So those are probably the shopping spends that I'm expecting. I think there probably will be a decrease in cash purchases on Valentine's Day, but that will be in line with the normal decrease that we've been seeing of cash decrease in the economy.
Got you. Ashley, we can't wait until you collate all these numbers and we deep dive into who bought chocolates, who bought jewelry, how much we spent on chocolates, all the jewelry. So it's going to be really intriguing to see what the data does reveal. Thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. That's Ashley Safi, who is the F&B card head of Spend and CVM, joining us this evening to give us some anticipations as to expectations as to what we should expect to see when it comes to Valentine's Day shopping. Maybe you can tell us. Are you free to let us know if you've bought the flowers? Have you bought the jewelry? Have you taken care of the dinner plans? Let us know. We want to know. And are you spending more than what you have in previous years? Or maybe your relationship status has changed. Or maybe you and your partner have just outgrown. I don't know. Maybe something's happened. We just want to know the money angle of it. We don't need to know your business. Just tell us if you're spending. 063-688-0959. More than happy to take your voice notes, even your calls. 086-000-959 here on Kaya Biz.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.